Babe, please open the door. I know you're angry, but can you just talk to me? I need to explain to you what you saw. It really isn't what it looks like. I know it's bad, but if you could just let me in, I'll tell you everything. I know you can hear me. Okay, look, if you don't want to let me in, that's fine. You're still mad at me. You have every right to be. I'm sorry I lied to you. But I did it for a good reason. I'll tell you everything. Through the door, if I have to. And if you still don't want to see me, then I guess I'll have to accept that. I know you saw me in that club. And I guess you know already, so I'm just going to come right out and say it. I'm a stripper. I'm a stripper. I mean, the term that they use at the club is exotic dancer. And one of the girls insists on being called a showgirl, but whatever, you know what they really mean by that. I'm so sorry you had to find out this way. I promise, if I knew that you and your friends were going to be there, I never would have gone to work tonight. I can't imagine how awful that must have been, seeing me in that policewoman outfit with all those guys looking at me. And your friends laughing when they realized that it was me. I hate that you went through that. You didn't deserve that at all. So, I think I should just explain how I got in this situation. So, a couple months ago, I got my car stolen, and my roommate had a family emergency, so she had to move out. So I had to pay for a new car and pay rent for two people. Well, remember that I told you that my folks were going to help me? Well, they just couldn't. They couldn't. They ran into some money troubles of their own and couldn't give me the money. So I didn't want to worry them and tell them how badly I needed help. Like an idiot. I was so scared I was going to end up homeless, so I looked for a second job, and, well, I found the club. And I told them how I did dance when I was younger, and they liked that. So they gave me the name Anastasia, and, well, that was that. I was really nervous at first. And then after a couple shifts, I just kind of realized that I like it. I like it. It made me feel good. Knowing that men would spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to see me strip. Like, it made me feel sexy. Empowered, even. One time, I just went on stage with nothing but a bikini, some baby oil, and a hula hoop. And I made like $700 on that alone. And I liked how I could dress up and pretend I was someone else. I've danced as a schoolgirl, a nurse. I was even an airline stewardess once. And yes, I am available for private dances. It's $25 a song. Don't worry, there's always a couple bouncers a few feet away. So I'm protected and I'm totally safe. I won't lie. Some of the guys are creeps, but I mean, most of the guys are okay. They're just lonely, or they want a little fun. But yeah, some of them are gross and creepy, and can't keep their hands to themselves. At first, I hated having to dance for them. The first time somebody touched me, I almost cried. But as time went on, I cared less, and I kind of started to like dancing for creeps, so I can just mock them. So I can tell them in my head that no matter how much money they give me, no matter how long I dance for them, they'll never be with me. So what I'm trying to say is, this is my job, and it's well paid, and as weird as it sounds, it makes me feel good about myself. I feel more confident and attractive since I started doing this. But all the time we spend together, all the dates that we went on, all the geeky things I'm into, that's the real me. That's the real Hannah. Anastasia is just a character. But I'd really like to keep seeing you, if you'd let me. Hi. Come here. I promise I will be 100% honest with you from now on. What? Yeah, I'm still wearing it. Well, when I saw you leave, I had to go talk to you, so I just put on put on my coat and ran after you. No, I'm not going back there tonight. No, I'm gonna stay here with you. Babe, you're way more important than my job. You'll always be. I can always just get changed into something here. Just let me take this coat off. I'm sure I left a t-shirt or something lying around here. Hey, were you checking me out? Yes, you were. I saw you. Don't be embarrassed. Like I said, I like it, in fact. Come with me. Lie down. Lie down. Take your pants off. I said, take your pants off. Now I know for a fact that me in this outfit got your friends hot and bothered. But guess what? None of them get to have me. No one but you. Do you like that? I like that. I always like doing this for you. You're the kindest man I've ever met, and I think you deserve this. And so much more. You know, it doesn't matter who I dance for. Because they will never be in the position you're in right now. Because when I straddle them like this, you feel that? I never get wet when I dance. And I never put their cock inside me. Do you like how I feel? Do you like how warm and wet I am? Every time I go to work, I think of you and it puts a smile on my face. Thinking about your sexy body on top of me. Seeing your cute face and those kissable lips. You feel so good. God. Oh, you feel so good. Hold on to my hips while I ride you. You can hold on to something else if you want. But I know you like my butt. Oh, you're the only one for me. You know just how to treat me right. And you know how to fuck me right. Oh, fuck. Stay right there. Oh, right there, babe. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, babe, come for me. Oh, come for me. Oh, I love you. Yes, I meant it. I love you. I'm all yours. Don't you ever forget that.